TheAthletic.com broke the news late last night about the Bears in Arlington Heights. Kevin Fishbane is the Bears beat writer for The Athletic. Kevin, what happens now? That's the next question. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, that is that's a big question. We expect to hear from the Bears today. And it's possible they kind of give us a little insight of next steps. But, you know, look, you guys obviously saw what the mayor said, that there's still an openness from the city to find a way to keep them in Soldier Field. But this seems like a train that's not going to stop. So the next steps are plans, and number one is financing. And if this is going to happen, who's paying for it? Because this would be a massive multi-billion dollar project.
Kevin, you covered football for a long time. You know the NFL. You've written for Pro Football Weekly. The Bears are really lagging behind every other team in the league as far as the financial arrangement, correct?
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't think there's another team in the league that is a tenant in their own stadium having to pay rent to a park district like the Bears do. And you know, the funny, the way the schedule works out this year, the Bears are alternating weeks home and road. So every other week, the Bears are at a stadium that is nicer than theirs. Every other week, they're at a stadium that has more routes of revenue than the Bears have. They just don't have the opportunities that some of these teams have in their stadiums to have other sources of revenue than their own ticket sales, their own concessions. They opened the season at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, which is this absolute beautiful Taj Mahal stadium on a gorgeous property. And you're sitting there being like, it's funny because you guys know 50 years ago when the Bears moved to Soldier Field, it was because the NFL required it. They said you have to move there because we need bigger capacities in your stadiums. And now the Bears have the smallest capacity in all the NFL. So there's just so many reasons why the Bears are lagging behind and why this makes sense from a business perspective for them.
Hey, Kevin, good morning. To what extent does the NFL encourage/pressure teams to improve their stadium situations? And what role would the league play in this?
Morning, Dave. You know, they would probably play a role for sure. I imagine that they are in full support of something like this. You know, they have dangled Super Bowl hosting opportunities to teams that build new stadiums in the past. The NFL did not stop the Chargers and Rams from moving from their respective cities to L.A. They certainly didn't stop the Raiders from moving to Vegas. This is a little different because we're not talking about, totally moving out of the Chicagoland area, but this would be, for a city like Chicago, for a team like the Bears, this would be a big move, and I'm sure the NFL would not stand in their way. They would support anything that allows for a bigger stadium and more fans and more revenue opportunities for the owners and for the team. So, in terms of the nuts and bolts and once this ball really gets rolling in terms of the financing elements of it, how the NFL, those discussions would have to would be happening. But I'm sure the NFL would be in full support. Of course, they would come out with some kind of statement about how they respect the history of Soldier Field and all those things. But they're perfectly fine with some, beautiful stadium in Arlington Heights.
Mark Gannis, who advises NFL teams, Kevin, said that regarding a possible renovation and expansion of Soldier Field, he said it wouldn't really matter that much, even if the mayor said you could do naming rights or you could do gambling and you can have more advertising and put in more events. The building itself was economically obsolete before the concrete dried on the renovation. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, well, Mark certainly is the expert. He would know more than me, but I would happily agree with him on that. I think there were opportunities certainly when this, in the early 2000s when this deal was hatched to have the renovation. You guys obviously know about all the politics and all the, discord that came from that. But that was the last time that Soldier Field was really renovated. And since then, I believe there are 17 brand new stadiums in the NFL. And we've seen some stadiums that have had some really drastic overhauls. You know, Lambeau Field recently had a bunch of new stands put up and new suites put up, and Soldier Field just doesn't have that capacity. Like, they just don't have the potential to do the types of things that would allow for the type of renovation that would render moving to a brand new spot, right? Like, you know, you can't, and the Bears don't have, you know, listen, you guys saw the WBEZ report from last week too. Just the simple idea of wanting to put a sports book by the stadium, which is just, again, keeping up with the times, keeping up with the Joneses, the Park District was not interested. And the Bears are probably sick and tired of decades and decades of having to sort through some of these things with the Park District before they tried to, you know, do something that other NFL teams are doing that brings in revenue. Now, that would bring in revenue to the Park District. These are all revenue splits. Mm-hmm. But, you know, certainly if the Bears are in Arlington by themselves, then they can have all of this, you know, for themselves.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear from the mayor later and the Bears later. And our thanks to Kevin Fishbane, Bears beat writer for The Athletic. Thanks, Kev. Have a good day.
All right. Take care, guys.